you first live when you got married?
Stony Ford.
Stony Ford.
Oh, nearly killed me. As I say, my mum took badly. I went back home and I never went back again to Stony Ford.
No.
I said, I'm sorry, I can't live there.
Yeah.
Everywhere you went, if it raining, you were wet through before before you got on bus and things like that.
Sort of a bit middle of nowhere, wasn't it?
I mean, it was a lovely little cottage. She was spotless. I mean, his mum was a lovely woman.
Yeah.
I didn't care for his dad much. And his dad thought Aidan was doing the wrong thing, putting his money to mine.
Mm.
And I said to him, well, look, Dad, if he doesn't give me his... I'm not giving him mine, and I says, there's nearly twice as much in mine as there is in his.
Yeah, yeah.
He says, go on and run. No woman earns more than a man.
Yeah.
I says, well, I'll show you Aidan's way back, and I'll show you mine.
Yeah.
I says, you can make up your mind, because Aidan didn't earn it. He never did. He always said, this is your bungalow, it's your money that's bought it.
Mm.
All my life, I earned a lot more than Aidan.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they didn't earn much on Pit Top, you know?
No,
I think it bought 30 shilling home.
£1.10. Oh, yeah.
Mind you, it went a long way.
You had to work hard for it, didn't you?
Yeah. And as I say, he wanted to go in Air Force, but they told him to get back. They were doing a worthwhile job.
Well, yeah, they wanted coal.
And yet Bill Parr went with him.
Yeah.
And they took Bill Parr on. And he was unwinding.
Yeah.
Winding men up and down pit. A big thing. As I say,
Did you move here then when you moved from Stony Ford?
No, I lived with his mum and dad.
Yeah.
And as I say, my mum were poorly.
Yeah.
So I went back home. And I never sort of went back to Stony Ford.
Yeah.
Because while I was there,
that
house came empty down there.
Yeah.
And it belonged to not the clerk who Aidan helped on the farm, but that clerk's brother.
Yeah.
They asked him if Aidan could have it. Yeah, it was in a mess. Then when we left, them that moved in said they only bought it because of how nice it were decorated.
Yeah.
But we went in and we stripped it, and I bet paper was that far out over the skirting board. Whoever had lived there had never stripped it. And anyway, I was talking to her one day and she says, oh, we never stripped because it was damp.
Yeah.
I said, well, didn't you realise you're keeping the damp in?
Oh yeah, it never dried out. I
said, we've stripped it
and
we fought that damp off.
Yeah, a bit like my Auntie Beatrice's, they didn't bother much, and we found out later that the water off of Wagstaff Lane were running down there because their front door were below road level.
Yeah,
and all the water were running and congregating under the kitchen. And she says my wallpaper, it was drenched their wallpaper in all.
Yeah.
And it was all that water.
Uh-huh.
Under the floor, you know, it was coming up.
Coming up.
But anyway, we cured it.
That's why we have
But she sort of didn't bother with
a step. You know? I've got like a step to alcove.
Yeah.
And then a step into kitchen.
Yeah. Was this new when you moved in then?
Yeah, we had it built.
I can remember them building them and...
Yeah. It was Mr. Cox, Aidan going and gardening. Mr. Cox moved in on Tut Lane. And he was a big man in cardboard, and he wanted a gardener.
Mm.
Well, Bessie Barton was cleaning for him, and she told him about Aidan.
Yeah.
And he came to see us.
Yeah. How did you get involved in bowling?
How did I get involved?
Were you both involved?
No. I've done it since Aidan died. What it was, I went, do you know Jack Annett?
Yeah.
Jack Hannibal, and Ida.
Yeah.
Well, they were great friends of mine after Aidan died. And all three of us went up to Bowles to see if we could join. Well, Jack had a go. He couldn't balance because he'd only got one leg, you
That's
know.
Right, yeah.
Ida couldn't bend because she'd got too big a tummy. So I had a go, and oh, I thought it was wonderful. Yeah. It went nearly to white ball.
Yeah.
So I said to George, can I still come if Ida and Jack doesn't come? He says, yes, look, we want members.
Yeah.
And so I still go. And Jack and Ida couldn't go, you see.
Yeah.
So, they're lovely crowds.
Yeah.
Somebody will come and bring you home. One girl fetches me. And then, have you got a lift home, Leitha? And a girl from up Nottingham Row, Lane, she comes as well. And they give us a lift home in the turns, like.
I do that every week, then?
Yeah, every Thursday.
Yeah.
Morning. Be all ready in the morning. Pat says, your face on a Thursday morning, says, you're the smartest. They're the loveliest bunch of people. Yeah. They really are.
Do you have a bit of lunch or anything? Or?
Yeah, we went to George's other week, last week.
Yeah.
You know, fish shop.
Yeah.
We all went there.
Oh.
Occasionally, three or four of us will go out.
Where did you used to do your shopping when you first
when
moved
Mr. Major was open, I had it off him because he delivered it.
Yeah.
And he was also very good when Aidan was poorly. He let me go without one thing and have extra on.
Yeah.
And same with Mrs. Saint. She was a godsend, Mrs. Saint. You should only have half a pint of milk a day.
Mm.
And very often she'd leave a pint for me.
Yeah.
She were very good. But because everything was still rationed and that.
Yeah.
But as I said to Aidan, we're going to live as though I've got no, and I'm not earning.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have it all go and pay off.
Yeah.
And I've still got my books in there.
Yeah.
I think I forgot how long it took us to pay it off. Not long.
Yeah.
About a year and a half, I think, I paid for it.
That's good.
Because I got a good wage working at Biella.
Yeah. We that one at Alfred, isn't it?
I moved to that one at Selston.
Oh, at Selston. They've all gone now, haven't they?
The houses there, ain't they?
Pardon?
There's houses there now.
Yeah. Houses everywhere now, isn't
it? Yeah. It was ever such a lovely factory to work for.
Yeah.
Everybody were happy, you know.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Did you go to Peach Palace at all?
Oh, yeah. Killed down there. Pictures. Bill Pardin.
Yeah,
projecting.
Bill was the thing, didn't he?
Yeah, projector.
Yeah. What sort of films did you like?
Love stories. You know.
Yeah.
But Aidan made me mad one day. You used to have to go and get your ticket and then come back and queue. Because I get in queue and I saw my next door neighbour come down and I saw Aidan Sharty were talking to Tommy Shronter. He'd been and got tickets and after a bit she come and stood at the side of me and she says, Aidan's given me his ticket. I says, oh, have you got your ticket? She says, no, I'm telling you. Aidan's given me his ticket and your ticket is going with Sam at Tronta for a drink. Oh, I could have killed him.
I know Sam Tronta, he used to...
His dad used to have a band, you know.
Right, we've got a photograph of it.
Oh, yeah.
In Heritage Group, yeah.
His dad always used to go to bed with a cap on and a pint of beer.
Yeah, I can't remember what they called him. They called him Tronta's something, Tommy Tronta's...
Mm. Yeah.
Whatever, I can't remember.
Yeah, they did. They had a buzz band or something, didn't they?
Did you...
See, there's nothing happens up at Codnor Park, up Monument Hill. He used to go up to Monument Hill.
That's... Well, they've had it all done up, but...
I don't know what they've done with it, do you?
Well, they've done it all up, but they're reckon Monument's very safe, not safe. They don't let people go up there, you know.
Oh, no, I don't. I shouldn't imagine it's safe, really.
Yeah, you've got to be careful, never so careful now. Did you get involved in any other local activities during your married life at Jacksdale or anywhere else?
Well, they played cricket, and of course they went down. No, not really, because my sister lived at Ripley and she had 7 children. So every Saturday I used to go to an au pair out. Of course they're all grown now, they're all helping me.
Oh yeah, yeah.
All the 3 girls, they come in the turn, they ring in the turn.
Yeah.
And they say, mind you, it's theirs when I'm gone, so.
Yeah, yeah. Who did they even play cricket for?
He played for Stony Ford and then he played for Jacksdale.
Oh. I know he was, I can remember he was quite good.
A fast bowler.
Yeah.
He come home one day and he said, my pockets are full, and it was from Denby. It took 7 rickets for 7 runs.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And I've got the glass jugs and that, what they presented him with.
I can remember sitting on Churchyard Wall watching him, and he used to bowl, and Bernard Gregory.
Ponce Mack used to bit Stumper.
Yeah, yeah.
Aidan says he cheated no end out of the wickets by shoving them off. As he would do.
They had a good team in them days.
Yeah, they did. They were ever so mad when he left Stony Ford, you see, because he used to play for Stony Ford. Doing something in this time, really.
Yeah. What are your interests now? Do you watch soaps at all?
I do, but it don't bother me if I miss them.